It's time to learn about the music industry from the inside out. Welcome to Hip Hop National Radio.
Hip Hop National Radio.
Yeah, y'all know what it is.
Get ready to hear today's newest stars of hip hop, rock, pop, R&B, gospel, and more.
That's it.
Welcome to the Ministry of Motivation. You're listening to this show through Hip Hop National Radio. I'm your host, John Lowe. This program will not be about the typical church-going people or the people who have stopped going to church. When you talk about religious or politics, it usually put a division line between the people. I'm just an ordinary guy. I just want to help people with the aid of the Bible to have a more balanced view of life. And this show is about ordinary people and ordinary pain. Not the kind you see on television, like the wife of Atlanta, a basketball wife. And the topic of this show today is that somebody's opinion of you don't have to become your reality. And we're going to come from Hebrews chapter 11 and verse 1. That will be the scripture that we're going to use. It's Hebrews chapter 11 and verse 1. But at this time, let me open up with a prayer to God. God, I would like to approach your throne and ask of you to help us to build our faith in you. And we know your principles will not change. And we ask you to help us to become stronger. This we pray in your son's name, Jesus Christ. Amen. Hip Hop National Honor Roll. This is a new segment that we are promoting for the kids, and want to recognize the kids for all their hard work, what they're doing in school, and doing a great job. And we just want to recognize some kids. And this is a Hip Hop National Honor Roll. This is a new segment that in which that we are launching. And I would like to recognize Josh Williams. He's an honor roll student, and I would like to recognize Sarah Williams. She attends Something Said Academy in Fort Lauderdale. I just would like to recognize the kids for all their hard work. These are honor roll students, and I think they're sisters and brothers. So I'd just like to recognize them, kids of this week. But after these breaks, we'll be right back with the Ministry of Motivation. And you listen to this show through Hip Hop National Radio. I'm your host, John Lowe.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Holy Spirit, come into this place where I am. Thank you, Lord. And begin with me. in me.
You're ready to go, ready to go. Radio promo right here on Hip Hop National Radio. That's right, Hip Hop National Radio will help you get the word out about your business,
your music,
or music products, starting as low as $15 a spot. We aim to meet your advertising needs. We do viral marketing, website development,
website hosting,
internet audio presentation,
voiceovers,
professional beat production,
publicity,
radio and record promotion,
consulting,
corporate identities,
event planning and promoting,
printing, graphic design,
CD pressing
and duplication,
voice on hold,
radio commercial production,
TV commercial production,
video production,
call conversion,
contracts and more. For more details, log on now to www.hiphopnationalradio.com or call 877-580-8555. That's 877-580-8555.
Industry professionals, have you been looking for an outlet to get your music heard? Hip Hop National Radio and HipHopNational.com, your digital service provider to get the best music first. Pop, rock, jazz, R&B, gospel, and etc. All genres of music with a hip-hop twist. This is your chance to get it first
and stay on top of the competition.
HipHopNational.com is for you. Log on now.
This station is a member of BOB, Band of Online Broadcasters, powered by Cloud Radio.
Welcome back to the Ministry of Motivation. You listen to this show through Hip Hop National Radio. I'm your host, John Lowe. You just heard Holy Spirit. The topic of this show is somebody's opinion of you don't have to become your reality. And the scripture that we will use and come from is Hebrews chapter 11 and verse 1. That's Hebrews chapter 11 and verse 1. And it's read. See, faith is the assuring expectation of things hoped for, the evidence demonstration of reality, though not beheld. That's a powerful scripture there that, you know, you got to have, you know, you got to believe in something, things that you do not see. It's the unseen thing that you got to believe in, and you got to have some faith. See, every day is a new day. You have to say to yourself, I can enter this race of life, and I can be a winner in life. I heard somebody the other day say they was tired of trying. I said in my mind, I was tired of not trying. We sometimes give up on things in life too easy. Yes, it's going to be hard because it's life. It's up to you to deal with whatever you are confronted with in life. Sometimes you got to dig down deep and gut it out within yourself. Tell yourself, I can handle this. I can make this work. I just need to gather my mind and get focused in life. So many people in your life or so many things in your life clutter your thoughts and your thought patterns. Sometimes you have to get to a quiet place in life and just sit down so you can meditate and gather yourself. Therefore, keep reaching towards your cry for help. Give yourself time to push forward, to turn your pain into love. You will adjust your purpose. It's not to get the best from this world, but to give your best to this world. Don't be so frustrated. You don't get stronger without obstacles. You want a character of a giant, but you don't want to climb the mountain. The mountains are the obstacles, or the mountain are someone who betrayed you, and you have to find it in your soul to forgive them. That's when character building time. When you see something hard and say to yourself, I'll never get through this, debt or relationship, you must find something in you and say, wait a minute, no matter what, I'm bigger than my circumstances. On the other side of it, you will not be the same person. Cannot get there without obstacles. Obstacles are here to show your abilities to keep going. It's not about how many times you can leap forward, but how many times you can bounce back. That will determine your longevity. Obstacles are designed to support your growth. You ask for patience, you're going to get somebody to make you mad. Obstacles are designed to come in your life to make you a better person. They're not designed to stop you. You freeze for a moment, only long enough to figure out your next move. Ask yourself these questions. What do I want to be known for? How do I want to be remembered in this situation? What will be said about me in this story? Obstacles show you who you are right now. Sometimes you have to stop and celebrate yourself for growth to the person you become and not to the person you were. You must learn how to manage your imperfection. So when people come up to you and do things to try to make you lose control, don't let them have that much power over you. Say to yourself, I determine my future, not them. You must love in spite of who they are. So don't let someone else's opinion of you become your reality. The mind is a vicious cycle. Weakness is a choice. Stop trying to run away from yourself because you cannot. You must work on yourself. Monitor your inner conversation that you have with yourself. Most of your pain is self-chosen. Knowing your purpose, kill that word, but. But is a dream killer. But is an argument for your limitation and excuse to keep your arguments. Master your skill of handling life obstacles that robbing you from your joy. Procrastinating is the stealer of time. You don't always get what you wish for, but you always get what you work for. You must have two hearts, one for the old you and one for the new you. See, getting unstuck makes the mark how you have the power to change your life. By unleashing your pain, recognize what was put in you and not what was did to you. Stop holding people accountable for your deeply grieved, damaged heart. When people told you you're not good enough, you don't belong here, and you cannot do it. Embrace a transforming attitude of what might weigh you down so you can grow and prevail in life. But instead, let it set you on a great journey looking forward to tomorrow unanswered questions. Self-control make you remember the dramatic impact of unpleasant experiences that put a crescent to peace on your
dramatic impact of unpleasant experiences that put a crescent to dramatic impact of
you getting a feedback. So pain is salt on your priorities and confuse you. Disappointment allows fear to destroy your love. Stop catering to the weakness. Take back your control. The conscience that will die unless you step over into love. Are you willing to overlook past wrong? Just own the fragments of your life and stop letting your feelings control your action. Do what you can and don't hold any grudges for anything that happened in your past as you was growing up. Learn how to let go of things in your life so you can manifest all the greatness you haven't yet figured out about yourself. If you keep concentrating on your personal mistakes, you will feel like giving up whenever you encounter challenges that life will present itself. We must learn to refuse to be a slave in our own mind. Enslavement belongs to all corruption condition of the mind. That condition is not your fears, but the fear has been implanted in your mind from other people. That's why people don't know themselves, because they've been living in somebody else's story of themselves. Because you were separated from your expectation, and that's our limitation progress. If you refuse not to move out the way of life problems and face them head on, only then you will become unsatisfied, letting your limitation have its way with your decisions. Always get what you wish for, but you always get what you work for. People will hate you, rake you, shake you, and break you. But how strong you stand is what makes you. There's winners and losers. Winners say it may be difficult, but it's possible. See the game and see the possibilities and make it happen. Losers say it may be possible, but it is, and let it happen. Weakness is a choice. Nobody cares about your excuse, and nobody will pity you or procrastinate. Nobody is going to cuddle you because you are lazy. It's your butt. You move it. Motivation is what gets you started. Good habit is what keeps you going. Strength does not come from you winning your struggles. Developing your strength when you go through hardship and decide not to surrender, that's your strength. I think about the meaning of pain. Pain is personal. It really belongs to the one that's feeling it, and probably the only thing that is their own. If you want to change, you have to be willing to be uncomfortable. See, the walls in your life is there for protection against people who claim to love you. But the people using sly promises, insincere expression of affection to devour someone. Empowerment is the key to handling assault of destruction. See, the man on top of the hill is not as hungry as the man climbing the hill. There are some people who live in a dream world, and there are some who face reality. And then there are those who turn one into another. It's not the knockdowns that define us. Reaching your goal does not prove what you're made of. Not quitting when you get discouraged along the way. While one person is hesitating because he's feeling inferior, the other is busy making mistakes and becoming superior. A great pleasure in life is doing what people say you cannot do. If it is important to you, you will find a way. If not, you will find an excuse. Suffer the pain of discipline or suffer the pain of regret. If you would like to call into the show, you can call into 213-559-2995 and smash one and to get you included into the show and to participate with the show if there are any callers out there. We accept all genre of music, gospel, hip-hop, pop rock, R&B, country, and et cetera. We are hip-hop with a twist. The only thing we ask of you is to keep it clean. We can get the word out on your music and to your new fan base. Upload your MP3 to www.hiphopnationalradio.com. So if anyone out there would like to call into this show, the phone number is 213-559-2995. After these breaks, we'll be right back with the Ministry of Motivation. When you listen to this show through Hip Hop National Radio, I'm your host, John Lowe.
I pray. revelations I'm facing every day. That's why I pray every day that I be forgiven for everything I said and everything I did. How can I turn my back on God after all he done? I know I should have been dead, but God let me live. And every day that I wake, I'm praying up to him. Black clouds in the air, I can sense death. Riding around with the devil, a big piece of metal. Got to get it off my mind, the devil's too clever. I got to get it off my mind, the devil's too clever. I got my hands to the sky, reaching for the Lord. I need your helping hand, Lord, help me out.
BOB, Band of Online Broadcasters, powered by Cloud Radio.
Become your reality. You just heard the song, I Pray. I would like to ask anybody out there that is tuning in to call into the show right now and to participate with the topic, if you would like to. The phone number is 213-559-2995. 954-0203. State your name and where you're calling in from.
Hello.
Hello, how you doing?
I'm well. How are you?
I'm doing fine.
That's great. My name is Jemetti. I'm calling from Fort Lauderdale.
Okay.
And I'm well. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you for the message that you're delivering today. And there are a few things that, you know, I'm sitting here and I'm listening. And I'm like, okay, those are a few things I'd like to use, you know, in everyday conversation. But thank you for the message that you're delivering. It is very timely.
Well, I thank you so much. What are some of those points that you would like to use in your life?
Well, I love you had a quote there where you said the man on top of the hill is not as hungry as the man on the bottom of the hill.
Yeah.
You know, and that is something that applies to everyday life. It applies to business. It applies to your spiritual belief. It applies to every aspect of life. So, and that's just what I gather from that. And the one thing that came to mind when I heard you say that is we all decide to jump to Christ when things are going bad. That's because we're at the bottom of that hill and we're hungry. We're hungry for something to fix it, you know, and that faith appears to be more activated, in a sense, when you're on the bottom of that hill. But when you're at the top or on the top of that hill, you're just complacent and comfortable. I also like what you said that it's sometimes it's not comfortable. You know, it's an uncomfortable place to be sometimes. But you know that's when God is really really nudging us. You know.
Yeah.
So I just wanted to continue to listen to this message that you're delivering here and just commend you for. You know, the word that you're giving us, the manna from heaven that you're giving us today.
Well, I appreciate it's you know, like you yourself to come on to this show and participate. That's really mm-hmm. makes the show, and that's the point that I would like to get to is getting the artists involved and helping to spread the motivation and some spiritual things to people here. That's the main goal that I have is to. Is trying to help people and to guide them through life a little bit better because I go through some things myself. So mm-hmm. I use this knowledge myself also because I need it myself. And like I say, mm-hmm. it's a wonderful thing to hear somebody and, you know, things that I'm, you know, trying to put out here and to help people. What kind of work do you do? What are all things you do?
I'm actually a business development specialist. I actually start companies and help people improve companies that they already have.
Okay. All right. So you're sort of like a motivated speaker then.
Well, I do a little bit of that as well. And I like what you said about the kids. I actually mentor boys throughout Broward County as well.
Okay. You know, that's the main thing to get to these kids and so we can turn our attention to the kids and change the mind of us adults. And try
exactly.
to make a better message to the kids out there and stuff like that because, you know, it's the kids is not going to change. The kids is, you know, is hollering, is crying for somebody to lead them and teach them right because
mm-hmm.
the average parent is not doing the thing they need to help them kids because most of them see a kid themselves having a child. So they
mm-hmm.
haven't learned that in life. And so I think that's a way to start choosing people just to change their mindset. Whatever you want to do in life, you're going to have to change your mindset. That's
exactly.
And everything.
Exactly.
And that's one thing, you know, some things that I'm learning myself and trying to cultivate in my life, you know. I've been knocked down a lot in life. And it's not the knockdowns that define us in life. You know, it's a part of getting up and keep fighting. And
exactly. That's what builds character.
Never build character and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. Get kind of hard out here sometimes. Like I say, I'm you know this is something new to me, and I'm pushing myself and I'm learning. And you know I'm here also to take in some knowledge and some advice, you know, from people and stuff like that. So I'm a great listener, and so that's what I'm trying to do to learn myself and to grow. And I think one. set walls up in our life, that's when we stop growing in life.
Mm-hmm.
Because we need each other and stuff like that. And that's the biggest thing that I try to do in my life is to find some positive things to say to myself sometimes. Sometimes you don't have nobody else to say some positive things to you. So you got to find some things in your own life and take time out for yourself.
Yeah.
Recognize all your accomplishments that you
have. Exactly, yeah.
Yeah. So the things that you feel, you know, strongly about the kids, is there any great idea that you have, something that we can do for the kids and help them out? Or is there anything that you're doing?
Well, it's like putting the word in them. You know, sometimes you have to come, like you said, you have to change the mindset. And sometimes you can't come in a your spirituality is something that is seen, or God in you is seen in everything that you do every day. And where I believe, and it's just my belief, and I do apologize if I offend anyone who's listening, I believe that a lot of times we try to force the word on kids in a manner that they cannot receive at the present time. But through you and through your behavior, I'm sorry?
That's so true.
Yes, and through you and through your behavior, they begin to see Christ, because they wonder, okay, no one has ever shown me this type of patience. No one has ever listened to me. No one has ever been concerned for my well-being in spite of what I've done, you know. But when you show them, hey, I love you in spite of what you've done. I love you in spite of the fact that you suspended. I love you in spite of the fact that you were in Juby Hall for, you know, a few weeks or a few days or a few months. I love you in spite of the mistakes that you've made. That's when they see the Christ in you, because that gives you the opportunity. When they sit with you and they say, well, you know, ma'am, why is it that you care so much? I say, it's the God in me that's reaching out to you. I'm just the vessel that he used to meet you. So when I teach kids, I listen to them first. I figure out what their hurts are. And then when they wonder, why are you so nice? Why are you like this? I was mean to you when I first met you. Why are you still helping me? Because I am the person that God placed in front of you today, and I am the person that he wants you to walk you from where you are now to where he wants you to go. I'm not trying to recruit you for a church. I'm not trying to force you to do anything. I just want to help you get everything that God has for you.
That is very beautiful. What you said there, and it's so true. And all the points that you made was right on. It's timely. That's the thing about a lot of people don't understand. Your conduct will show what kind of relationship that you have with God. That's what manifests is your action. There's a lot of people say a lot of things, but the actions speak different. And I know that one thing that you say, in spite of. I noticed you stuck with that. We have to do sometimes. Some days we have to keep fighting for our family to try to pull them away from certain things that happen in life that pull them away. You know, some kids, they might get pregnant. They might get on drugs. In spite of that, we still got to love them.
Exactly.
They might be disrespectful sometimes. But in spite, we got to love them. We got to continue to fight for them. And once you continue to fight for them and see that love. See, love only have a beginning. Love doesn't have no ending. And, sometimes that's where kids see people stop fighting for them. And sometimes you got to, somebody told me once, sometimes you got to believe, somebody else's belief in you. You got to believe in somebody else's belief in you till your belief kicked in about yourself.
Amen.
And that's the thing that summed everything up for me about what you was talking about. And like I said, you shouldn't offend nobody. Because the way you said it in such a humble way that it should reach everybody's heart. And like I said, you're not putting a division line up. You're trying to take the division line down out of people's lives, out of people's life. And that's what's wrong now, is that we got too many division lines in life. And that's the main focus. It should be about, you know, like, and you know, we need to take our passion to make it in life. Exactly. See that you're a very passionate person. And like I said, and I just, you know, I'm just so thankful that you called into the show and participated, you know.
I thank you.
And like I say, and voice your opinion, because I mean, that's what basically we need, more people like you to stand out here and to get a message out to the people, to relay a message to the people, stuff like that. And like I say, it's a wonderful thing, and to hear that from you, because you encourage me too. That's
thank
the main.
You.
So that, you know, I'm learning also in life. And like I say, we all got things that we need to do and try to get close to God and draw close to God, you know, at this time. And God's principles never change in life.
No.
It never changed. We must change to adapt to his principles and things in life. And that's if people doesn't have any some more morals in life and stuff
exactly.
like that. And, you know, so that's what we need to get back, you know. Because everybody crying out for so much things in life right now. There's so much going on dealing with the young kids and with all this shooting and gang-related thing that's taking place and little innocent bystander kids are getting killed and
mm-hmm.
couldn't show somebody else pain in their life because they wasn't loved or they was treated real bad as he was a child. So the
yeah.
main thing is to reach out to these kids and try to help these kids and stuff like that. So
exactly.
So the things you said was very touching to me. And everything. So I just hope you continue to call in and participate in the show and help me get the word out there. And that's what it's all
definitely.
About. It's trying to get, you know, to become one. And like
exactly.
I say, if we can change one mind, touch one person, and if that one person is touching that person, tell the next person what he learned and what he heard. Now things have happened.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't. That's all
exactly.
And that's what I'm trying to reach out to, you know, to peoples and stuff like that. But like I say, and we need to learn how to unleash our pain in life. So many kids
exactly.
are holding that pain within them, and they really don't have nobody to talk to.
Exactly.
But once they recognize what was put in them and not what was did to them, I think that's when they'll start growing in life and letting some
exactly.
of their pain, you know, let go. And I like to say it's a difficult thing out here now in society with so much on the television they have so much chaos going on. The media
exactly.
always got something bad to say and it's putting up a division line between people's mind and their self-conscious mind, you know, they're painting pictures and saying this person is, you know, this person is bad and this group, whatever, they put division lines up. The thing is that I doesn't watch that much television.
Mm-hmm.
I do have a DVD player. I have a nice size television, but I don't, you know, I doesn't really watch a lot of TV because I try to eliminate all the bad things that feed into my mind. So I want to
mm-hmm.
filter into my mind. And the kids is got so much things now to look at and to be out there to entice them so easy. And that's the devil's job. And we need to try to teach kids some of the traps to, you know, to entrap them.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And that's one of the things that I believe as well is that there are not enough of us because TV and the secular media has a way of capturing you with capture phrases. There are not enough churches or individuals willing to impart great things into children, establishing enough so that kids have a place to go that's good, that will feed the good things into their mind. And you said something else a few minutes ago that I really like and that I utilize, and I actually said it to a friend this morning. I believe, even if you don't believe, I believe enough for both of us that God is going to manifest something in their life. And that is what I also believe for this station and every component of this station. I believe if the individuals who are part of the station don't believe. I believe enough for all of us that God is going to manifest something great with this station.
That's wonderful to hear that. And like I say, and he already started, but people's like Jesus calling in and participating and giving a hard, warm conversation about things we need to have out here in life. How to, you know, it's a terrible thing to live without love. You know,
exactly.
The country, unless people step over into love. And that's the thing that this show is trying to do, is to get people to step over into love. And definitely towards the kids. And also to themselves. And that's the biggest problem. We got to learn how to love ourselves also in life. And that's something I had to do that I was fighting with. I had to learn how to love myself and accept myself.
Exactly. Well, John, I want you to tell me something. I mean, I want you to tell me something. I want you to tell anybody who's, I guess, actually listening something. If I want to hear this particular show again, where do I go so that I can replay this and hear it or share it with a friend, or where would I be able to do that, or how would I go about doing that?
Well, the thing you need to do, you just need to go to Hip Hop National website.
Okay.
And
will it walk me through where to go? What caption am I looking for?
You go to Blog Talk Radio Show, and they would put a list of all the shows that we do in date in order.
And I'm not trying to interview, I guess, you now, but what is the caption that I would look for if I were going to refer someone? What is the caption and the date that I would?
I would like to assist him with that. You will go to www.hiphopnational.com, and when you scroll down, you will see a blue palette on the right of the page that says Blog Radio. And in the description, you will see today's title or any title that you're looking for future. You would see those titles in there. It would say. Somebody's opinion of you doesn't have to be your reality.
Awesome.
It's title bar. But
okay.
It's a little red
on
the palette. There's also a thing about a tab up there says radio station, and you can click there that'll give you like a direct to that palette.
Awesome. Okay. Awesome. Thank you for that.
I just wanted to interject and help John.
Well, I'm glad
to hear you.
This is his show, you know.
Oh, and let me ask you another thing. So for anyone who's looking, I'm sorry?
No, I was correcting him. This is our show. He said it's my show. This is our show.
Oh, okay. Well, let me ask another question. So for anyone that's listening now, to include myself when I refer them, is there currently a charge for this, or is it free to go back and play back, or how does that actually work? Do we need to subscribe, or how will we be able to get updates as to when you're on, what's going on? Is there any email list we could subscribe to, or how will we do that?
Yes, you can join as a member to our site, and that will put you in an email listing. It says at the top of it, subscribe, or it says join, sign up today. You'll see it on our website. Yes, you can become a part of our email listing, and every time we do a post, you'll get an email for it.
Amazing. I just want to be able to pass that information along, because I actually have a few people I'd love to hear your show from today, John. It is very timely and in line with where I think God wanted me to be today. So, again, I thank you for that.
No, I thank you. I thank you, and I thank God leading you to this, you know, to this show and stuff like that, and open up your heart and your mind to the audience out here. Like I say, this is what it's all about, what I'm trying to get the show to people out there in the audience to participate, to help share some knowledge and stuff like that, you know, so we can help each other. And that's the key about life, is helping each other, and that's what I would like to do.
Exactly. Awesome.
Because because I'm in a learning process myself, so I got to push myself to the next limit. I got to get out here and study and research and talk to kids and find out what's going on with them, you know, and pull a young brother to the side and talk to him and ask him about his dreams and things that he want to do. What's going on with him? And I think that's the thing that something earlier that you said that we have to do in spite of. We got to do something in spite of to look into these kids, you know, life and be there for them.
You would definitely be surprised at the number of kids who are looking for someone just to come up to them and ask. And when I say kids, I've run into kids, to me, kids, who are 23, 24, 25 years old. And for me to just ask, hey, what's going on with you today? Where do you want to go? What do you want in life? I hear some of the things that they think are stumbling blocks. I hear some of the things that they say, well, you know, I can't afford to do this. Because they don't understand that a lot of things they want are actually free. They're given to us, but no one has taken the time to teach them. But a lot of these kids are now a part of the children that I mentor because I took that time out of my day. You know, we all have a busy schedule, but those few minutes, it only takes a few minutes to become an instrument in someone's life that will actually guide them to where they need to be. And if we as believers would slow down and realize, hey, I can take those 5 minutes to make sure that this person hears this message. I can take a few minutes to make sure that I pray or let someone know that I care. And then they'll forever look for me in that same spot. You have people who revisit places that you've been hoping to one day see you again.
That's powerful.
So, you know, you just those few minutes.
You know,
yeah.
And you said a powerful thing then, really touched me then. You know, see, these kids, they don't understand. See, they don't understand you can't be two people at one time. And sometimes they try to become their pain.
Mm-hmm.
Well, they will try to manifest their weakness as their strength.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's a lot of things what kids are doing out there. They don't really know who they are and which direction to go in life. So they try to manifest, you know, their weakness as a strength. Trying to be hard and stuff like this. So you really can't be two people at one time. You can only be one person.
So that's the thing. If you've never seen anything better, how do you know that there is anything better?
And that's the thing you was talking about, to guide them into the path we out there for these kids.
Sometimes let them know there are no impossibilities.
That's right. It's always possible, you know, and stuff like that. And I really think that if we can take time out and really try and do just like what you're doing,
mm-hmm.
to reach a child and take time out to talk to a kid, that will really touch a child and motivate him. And stuff like that, because, you know, like I said, that's what they're looking for.
Exactly.
So they don't want nobody to see their greatness and everything, because majority of their parents is, you know, doing their own little thing, clubbing. There's nothing wrong with going out and trying to have a good time and enjoy yourself. But, you know, don't make that your main issue to do every weekend. You know, everybody needs, you know, relaxation time and stuff like that. But put your priorities.
What?
Priority straight in life, and I think that's mostly what everybody is just mixed up out there, you know, and don't take time out. They let their problem affect their child's dreams because they deal with everybody else's problem and not concentrating on the blessing that they have. And
but again, John, I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, you go ahead.
It goes back to the fact, if you've never been taught, how do you know anything better? These are generational curses. If the mom wasn't taught, how does the mom teach the child? If the child is not taught, how will that child teach his child? You understand? So sometimes when you're mentoring the kids, you have to mentor the parents as well.
And that's what I'm getting at. You got to, because most of them are kids themselves.
Exactly.
17 years old and stuff like that, you know.
And once you got the mother at the club, you got grandmother at the club, you got the mom at the club, and you got the daughter at the club.
Exactly, clubbing together.
Yeah, you got to club together. You got to break that cycle.
Exactly.
Got to get it. It's a very hard battle that that's in front of us. But we can win this battle if everybody take the time out, you know, and use that word that you said, in spite of.
Exactly.
In spite of being kids, we need to do things in spite of what we're doing. We need to stop doing what we're doing and take time out and to look at these kids and really, you know, try to communicate with these kids, you know, find out what's going on with them. And then also we gotta find ourselves. And like I say, and this thing I love about the show and what Poetic Wing is doing with Hip Hop National Radio, you know, I saw the vision with what, you know, the vision that he had for himself. And I want to be a part of it, bigger than myself. And, you know, like I say, you know, I stepped into this role, and like I say, it's a big challenge to me. But I don't mind fighting for somebody out there that needs somebody to fight for them.
Exactly.
And like I say, I'm just trying to be an example instead of, you know, trying to be an example for the kids and stuff like that. You know, like I say, it's a lot that I have to work on myself also. And that's why I say I appreciate a caller like you can help make a difference. And these are the type of call that makes me feel real great about myself. To encourage me, I really have got encouraged today from you.
Oh, awesome. Let me say this to you, John. If it were comfortable, if this were comfortable for you, because it did take you out of your comfort zone, it wouldn't be necessary. So every time you're out of your comfort zone, just know that it's something that is deemed divinely necessary.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, that's one thing that I'm learning, that God, you know, taking his hand off circumstances. God taking it from your circumstance so that you can grow. And that's one thing that I'm trying to do. So I'm trying to step into that role and to man up as a man. And I think that's where it's going to start at with these men, us men out here, and to really be a man and set an example for these kids. So that's the biggest thing that's missing out the majority of their lives is the males. And, and that's the thing that we need to change, you know. Women's, I respect all women because they work is never done. Raising kids, got two or three jobs, and trying to provide to be a male and a female, trying to be the father and the mother, to be both. And in a time like this right here and stuff like that, and us men need to step up.
Yeah.
You know, that's the
main
thing. And like I say, I don't, you know, I know I'm going to step on some toes, but it doesn't matter.
It's okay. It's okay to step on toes. It's okay. Sometimes you have to step on a toe to get somebody's attention.
Yeah. And, you know, like I say, you know, that's what I'm trying to do, but I'm going to say excuse me at the same time.
Exactly.
You know, if I step on your toe, I'm going to say excuse me.
And it's like I always tell the kids, and I tell, I make sure I remind myself, it's okay to offend someone because everybody's not going to like what you're doing. Everybody's not going to like where you're going. It's just
right.
That you cannot disrespect anyone.
And that's the biggest thing that people got. The younger kid is mixed up with the word fear and respect.
Exactly.
Kids think that if you fear me, you'll respect me. But if you respect me, I will fear to hurt your feelings, to do anything to you, or to be disrespectful to you. And I think that's what they get mixed up. They think fear is respect, but it's really not.
No, it's not. It's not. Yeah, offending, fear, and respect or have their own definitions. They carry their own weight.
That's right. That's definitely. Like I say, this has been a great this has been a great show. I think we're running out of time.
I just want to say one thing, John. Ouch!
Yeah.
You just stepped on the toe. Now say excuse. Oh, just meant for it.
Oh man!
I'm listening in the background. I just like making fun of stuff. I'm sorry.
Yeah, I looked at the time, you know, and it kind of got away from me and stuff like that, you know. Like I said, I really enjoyed the show. What do you think? I need to go ahead and end with a prayer.
Go ahead. End it with a prayer, brother.
Okay. God, I would like to approach your throne and ask you to keep helping us to grow as people and individuals to love one another in spite of our shortcomings, in spite of our differences, in spite of our colors and genders. Let us come as one, as your kids. This I pray in your son's name, Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen.
Actually, I just had a great time and stuff like that. And could you please call back next week, same time, same place?
Sure.
Okay, definitely, because I can definitely use a great caller like yourself and stuff.
I think I might bring some company with me. So let's see how we do next week.
Okay, then let's see.
It was truly a pleasure.
It was a blessing. Like I say, see y'all next week. Everybody have a great day.
You too. Bye-bye.
HipHopNational.com.
Thanks for coming along for the ride for another tour through the new music industry on Hip Hop National Radio.
Hip Hop National Radio. Hip Hop. Hip Hop. Hip Hop National.